My name is Nevea. I lost my foot in a lawnmower accident. Now I teach other children how to play safe. Kids shouldn't play near lawnmowers. Lawnmowers are very loud. The driver wouldn't be able to hear you if you were playing anywhere near. It's very important to be cautious.
Whatever game you play, play safe.
A message from the War Amps. Learn more at waramps.ca.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
Hello. You are tuned into The Spins on CILU Radio 102.7 FM in Thunder Bay and worldwide at www.luradio.ca. My name is LK. I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours along with my co-host,
Jenny.
And we're so excited to be back. Man, it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks and a few kind of us missing shows that we didn't plan to miss because of weather, sickness, all that type of thing. So yeah. It's nice to be back, and it's nice that it's smooth, you know? It's not like, oh my gosh, winter storm is coming. I don't know if I'm going to make it. So it's nice to be back, and it's nice to for it all to be good.
Definitely. We were both traveling through Southern Ontario for the holidays there. So, so it's really nice to be back in the T-Bay. It's such a beautiful city. I love the city so much. I love going away and visiting my hometown and seeing my beautiful family and having so much fun with friends down there. But there's something really beautiful about coming back to this gorgeous land that we live in.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about you, but when I was home, because I'm from London, there it was like raining, and I didn't even wear my winter jacket some days. And then you come back here and it's like, it's winter. There's a lot of snow here, and still more. Like, we had snow overnight and everything. So, it's nice to feel the effects of winter.
Definitely. I love also how people in Thunder Bay seem to really utilize winter. I mean, a lot of people like to get outside. They like to be moving and getting out there, and, you know, hiking and snowshoeing and ice fishing, curling.
Yeah. I know, everything. And actually, I've been seeing lots of videos because the Special Olympics. Have you been seeing I think it's the athlete profiles and stuff like that? And it makes you so excited about some of the winter sports as well, because people are training so hard. And like a lot of sports that, like skiing and things like that, that it's really cool to hear about people doing on like a professional level like that, which is really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for that reminder. It's totally true. True.
Yeah. So,
bye, Jen. Jen's just taken off. She's so helpful. She's been so kind in getting us sort of the nice transition, you know, between shows, and she's so lovely. Shout out to Jen.
Yeah. Thanks, Jen. She has to deal with our pure chaos when we come in, because we forget how to do everything every time we come in. Especially this time, because we've been gone for so long. So she really puts up with us.
That's amazing. So how was your break? Was it, I haven't even talked to you about it. Like, this is real. I haven't even talked to you. How did it go?
It was good. I stayed here for the first, I had 2 weeks off, and I stayed here for the first week, and then I went home to London the next week, and it was super fun to be home. I did lots of record shopping, so I'm so excited to play some records that I got for Christmas, and I got over the Christmas break. Just hanging out with family, drinking lots of craft beer with my dad, eating lots of good food, seeing tons of movies, because that's something that I do with my family when I'm home, go to the movies a lot. Just relaxing and just so much fun and doing all the things I love. So it was great. How about you?
That's so awesome. That sounds quite similar, actually, to my excursions and adventures in Toronto, seeing my family. It was so lovely to see everybody. My sister's in town from New Zealand with her new baby and her man, Richie. So, like, shout out to Heather and Richie and baby little Bennett. Oh, my goodness. So cute. So cute.
How old's the baby?
The baby is 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Aww. And Anne was able to see, like, my sister Sarah and Kevin and Cole and Ozzy, and then my brother Scott and Michelle and their two kiddos, Rylan and Logan. It was just so much fun. It was a great time. So, and seeing my parents, it was just lovely. And I was able to see a really good girlfriend of mine, Sarah, I haven't seen in a long time. So it was beautiful to see her. She's so lovely. I love her.
Nice. Did you get to see any shows or anything when you were home?
You know what? No, we didn't. I didn't see any shows this time. Usually I try to slip in at least one show, but it was just too tight for time this time. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to utilize just time to see my sister who lives across the world, as your brother also coincidentally lives in New Zealand as well. Yeah. Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there. He actually moved in, I guess, onto what I would call a commune. There's chickens, there's a peacock, I think. He was showing us like a tour, and he opened his front door, and like there was like 12 chickens.
Wow.
So, cool. I mean, it's also summer there, so it's kind of like a contrast there, but... We Skyped a lot, but he obviously wasn't home, but that's okay. I think he said next year, or maybe I'll go there, who knows.
Oh, lovely, cool. That's interesting. I'll talk to you about this after off air. That's quite interesting.
Yes.
Very